Parshas Vezos HaBracha, the final parsha in the entire Torah, begins with Moshe's blessing of the various tribes. And the blessings begin with the firstborn of Yaakov's sons, the descendants of his firstborn, the tribe of Reuven. Yechi Reuven v'al yamos v'hi mesav misbar. May Reuven live and not die. May his tribe, the inhabitants, the men of his tribe, be counted, be in the count. The entire bracha is opaque, is ambiguous, is unclear, and we will leave the second half of it, especially as Rashi understands it, for a little bit later when we understand Rashi's approach to the first half of the pasuk. But that's really what I'd like to focus our attention on. What does this mean, Yechi Reuven v'al yamos? Why would Reuven, of all people, why would tribe of Reuven specifically need a bracha that they should live and not die? Obviously, something must be going on here, right? That's a nice generic bracha that we'd want to give anybody, that they should have long life, that they shouldn't die. But there's a reason, presumably, that specifically the tribe of Reuven receives this bracha. What exactly is the bracha, and why does the tribe of Reuven specifically need this particular blessing? One approach, suggested by the Abarbanel and others, is that this alludes to the arrangement made between Reuven, among other tribes, and Moshe, when it came to the decision of the 2.5 tribes led by Reuven to stay on Evra Yardain. As you recall, they fell in love with the land that was on the eastern side of the Yardain. They did not want to cross over into Eretz Yisrael proper. They thought this was better for their families, better for their financial situation. And initially, Moshe was very upset at them. He thought they were shirking the responsibility, that they were leaving the other tribes, their brothers, to fight for Eretz Yisrael. And then after clarifying their intentions, they strike a deal with Moshe in which they agree to leave their women and children in Evra Yardain and to go across the Yardain to travel into Eretz Yisrael proper with all of the other tribes. And that not only would they fight, but they would be among the leaders, the first soldiers to lead the fight in conquering the various nations who inhabited Canaan at the time, helping the Jewish people not only conquer, but also settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. And they promised not to return to Evra Yardain, not to return to their families, until the rest of Bnei Yisrael had conquered and settled the land of Eretz Yisrael proper. Therefore, now, at the end of his life, as Moshe says goodbye to all of the Jewish people, and particularly to this tribe of leaders on Evra Yardain, he references this arrangement that they made, which, even though Moshe was, you know, uncompromising at the time, but now, looking at it, looking forward to it, and considering it, Moshe realizes the danger that these soldiers, that this tribe has put themselves in. After all, they are going to be the vanguard, the frontline warriors, and of course that's the most dangerous position in an invading army, and therefore he blesses them that they should live and survive, they should return back to their families, b'shalom, with safety, and healthy, Yechi Reuven v'al yamos. That is the first approach, that of the Abarbanel. Rashi, however, basing his comments on a medrash in the Sifrei, looks not to the future and the future conquering of Eretz Yisrael, rather way into the distant past, going back to the namesake of the tribe, to Reuven himself. And therefore, says Rashi, again based on the medrash, this is a reference to actually an incident in Reuven's life which was so dramatic, so impactful, that Yaakov Avinu, Reuven's father, referenced it in his brachas to Reuven on Yaakov's deathbed. In Perek Mem Tes, Sefer Bereishis, as Yaakov is on his deathbed giving brachas to all the children, he refers in his bracha to Reuven, he specifically refers to the incident that occurred after the death of Reuven's mother, Yaakov's wife, Rachel, where we are told that Reuven was intimate with Rachel's concubine, with Bila, ki alisa mishkevei avicha az chilalta yitzui Allah. Yaakov references this terrible mistake on the part of Reuven in his bracha, and refers to the fact that you ascended upon your father's bed, you profaned him, you were mechalel him by going onto his bed, i.e. by sharing the bed of the pilegesh, of the concubine, of Bila. And obviously that was such a jarring and terrible mistake that Yaakov felt the need to mention it. And now, all these years later, Moshe, refers to that when he's blessing not Reuven, but Reuven's descendants, the tribe of Reuven. And the bracha here is, says Rashi, that Moshe is davening, Moshe is praying that the tribe of Reuven be spared any continuing effects of this punishment. In the words of Rashi, Shlo Yizkar lo Ma'ase Bilha, that in this world, in Olam Haba, the tribe should be freed of the stain and the residual impact that this mistake that Reuven made had on Reuven himself and the tribe in these first previous generations. Third is a interpretation of the Malbim, which in a certain way one could say is a twist or very, very similar variation to Rashi. But the focus is not on a specific sin of Reuven in his past, but rather a character trait that starts with Reuven, the individual, and according to the Malbim, Moshe is worried about, has taken hold in the tribe themselves. And that is the Midah that led to the mistake and the sin with Bilhah and other decisions, perhaps questionable decisions that Reuven had taken. Yaakov, back in Sefer Bereishis, on his deathbed, in Yaakov's bracha to Reuven, he describes him as pachaz kamayim. He is restless or unstable like water. And the Malbim seems to be getting at that what we're describing here is the fact that Reuven had a certain impetuous nature. He was impulsive, rushing like water to do something without necessarily considering the ramifications. He's the one who suggested Yosef be thrown into the pit. He offers that Yaakov can kill his own sons, Reuven's own sons, if something had happened to Binyamin. And because of this, he loses his leadership, despite being the firstborn. This midah of impetuousness, of not being careful, of being impulsive, has hurt Reuven and hurt the tribe. And therefore, Moshe prays that Reuven's descendants should be spared the consequences of this impulsivity, blessing them a life of peaceful tranquility.